InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday. It's October, isn't it? October the 30th, 2018. One day away from Halloween. You know, we have the migrant caravan, as Daily Caller points out, is already bigger than many U.S. towns. This is larger than many U.S. towns, more than 14,000 people, according to some counts. But, of course, it is growing as it comes across Mexico. And that is according to a review of U.S. Census data. Now, that plays into what's really happening here. I'm talking about this being a not just an invasion, but a blue wave invasion. There is a challenge that is going on right now as we're talking about what is going to happen with the invasion, and we're going to have Matt Bracken join us as President Trump is sending more troops to the border. Finally, they're going to use the military to defend our border, and I'm very glad that they're doing this. I've been talking about this for over a year. Other people have been talking about it. Rand Paul talked about it. Ann Coulter talked about it. It's about time we defend our borders with the military. And this is the most blatant challenge. It has to be addressed. If you don't address this, it's just going to be a flood of people coming into this country just because they want to live here, because they want to live in your home. And so we've got a lot of Republicans, of course, Democrats, but a lot of Republicans, I think, is the most interesting thing to hear. We've got John Kasich saying, well, this is the Lord wants you to let them in. Well, John, why don't you adopt them? You know, you can adopt a foreign child. You can let these people live in your house. All these people who lecture to us about all this stuff, they live in gated communities. They have big estates with gates around them and so forth. They don't let just anybody move into their home. And you know what, John? This is our home. You may not see this as your home. I'm sure you've got another place to go. Maybe you've got a chateau in Switzerland to go to when you've trashed out in America, turned it into a third world country. You talk about the horrible conditions that these people are escaping. Well, those horrible conditions are coming with them, including the drug cartels, if we don't have any control of our border. You can't keep the good people, let the good people in and keep the bad people out if you don't have any control of your border. That's the whole reason you have border control. And if you don't exercise control of your border, you're going to have as many MS-13 here as you got anywhere else in El Salvador. I've said it many times. The grieving father whose child was killed by MS-13 in Long Island, New York, same town that my wife grew up in, said, I came to America because I wanted to escape these people, and now they've killed my child here. Well, yeah, because you don't have any control of the borders. And so you're just going to turn America into what Guatemala or Honduras or El Salvador are. It's not going to be any different. Or Venezuela, if you let the Democrats get elected, that's what it's going to become. So as they look at this, you've got this big fight going on in the Supreme Court. Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to delay the census citizenship question trial. This whole thing coming after Wilbur Ross, the guy who's the Secretary of the Commerce Department, controlling the census. What's the purpose of the census? Well, it's to find out how many people are in these little towns and so forth, to find out how many citizens we have so we know how many congressmen are going to be allocated between the different communities, different states and so forth. And if they have their way, the sanctuary cities are going to invite foreigners to come in, have them counted in the census so they can magnify their political power. They don't even have to let the foreign citizens vote in the election, which they're working on in California, of course. But they don't even have to let them vote. If they're counted in the census, then all of a sudden you've got more Democrats in Congress. So we're going to be talking about that. There is more deplatforming coming, folks. You've got a left-wing deplatforming site, and they are threatening payment providers like Stripe. And they're saying, we want you on board. If you don't come on board, we're going to release our private communications with you. They're trying to blackmail them. And here's what is really ominous. They said there's going to be two more big deplatformings coming in October besides Gab. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart, get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October the 30th, 2018. People didn't call it August. But we're nearly finished with October. We're nearly finished with this year. And we're only about a week or so away from the elections that are coming up. We have President Trump hitting 50%, which is 6 points higher than Obama was at the same point in his presidency, which is good because when Obama was at 44% in 2010, his party had huge losses in the 2010 midterm elections. But of course, a big part of that was the unpopularity, not just of Obama, but of his policies. People really hated the things that he was doing, including opening up the border, pushing for government control of health care, many other things that Obama was doing. And President Trump is hitting 50% approval rate in spite of 92% negative coverage of President Trump. Like this, for example, CNN. Here's an example of the way that the mainstream media, especially CNN, covers President Trump. Defiant and divisive, Trump is set to honor Pittsburgh victims. So I guess he's going to go there and be defiant and divisive at the ceremony there. That kind of fake news from CNN. And of course, CNN, who we called fake news, here first at InfoWars, we said CNN is ISIS. Why did we say CNN is ISIS? Because CNN has pushed for the military-industrial complex a broader, wider war in Syria over and over again, immediately following these false flag attacks. Every time you had the CIA news network, and they're pushing that. Same people that were funding ISIS in Syria for regime change. And so we said, hey, you know, CNN is ISIS. They want the American military, not just to give weapons and money and training to the ISIS jihadis that are our surrogates there for regime change. No, they want us to be the air force for ISIS. They want us to support them. As a matter of fact, they would like us to be their ground troops. So we said CNN is ISIS. Now, as a result of the shooting at the synagogue, you've got CNN people saying that President Trump is recruiting people in this country who are more dangerous than ISIS. That would be anybody that disagrees with CNN. And so CNN starts calling everybody else besides them, anybody who supports President Trump, they're fake news. And anybody who supports President Trump is more dangerous than ISIS. Because, of course, CNN doesn't have a problem with ISIS. CNN wants us to fight for ISIS. They want us to continue to arm them, supply them, bomb for them, and be their ground troops, because they can't get it done. Even with all of our other help, they still can't get this war done for regime change. That's so important. You know, Rand Paul was at a rally in Missoula, Montana. And as Free Thought Project points out, this is probably going to get him uninvited from any further speaking arrangements for the Republican Party. He called out the hypocrisy of the U.S. in dealing with Saudi Arabia. He reminded Republicans that the Saudis have done far worse things than kill a Washington Post journalist. Jamal Khashoggi, who, by the way, is allied with Al-Qaeda, with Osama bin Laden, and so forth. But anyway, Rand Paul said, we have to think through this idea that everything is going to be blindly for Saudi Arabia. They're involved in a war in Yemen where tens of thousands of civilians are dying. And Rand Paul went on to say, anyone remember who attacked us on 9/11? Anybody heard of a madrasa? They have 20,000 madrasas in Pakistan funded by the Saudis that teach hatred of Christians, hatred of Jews, hatred of Hindus throughout the world. Why do we have worldwide terrorism, he said? It's because the Saudis fund it. That's right. They fund it. There are partners in funding it, quite frankly. They're also working with the CIA. You can't tell the difference between the Saudis and the CIA, and that's why we continue to support them. There are partners just like ISIS, just like the Mujahideen that renamed itself into Al-Qaeda, that renamed itself into ISIS. We have been funding and supporting these people all along. But according to the environmentalists, the problem is your dog. Yeah, your dog. Your dog, your cat. The Daily Wire reports that environmentalists now that say that to save the world, you have to dump your pets. Get rid of them. They came out with a study, said that your dogs and cats are causing global warming. It's not just you and your children. Because we've got a Senate candidate. You're talking about Rand Paul dumping a truth bomb on the GOP at a rally about Saudi Arabia. We've got a Democrat candidate in Arizona running for Senate, Kyrsten Sinema, and she is heavily funded by an organization that wants to depopulate. They call it zero population growth, but they want to depopulate. They want to get rid of you. They want to get rid of your kids because you are a threat to the environment, and it's not just you. Because a lot of people don't really care about kids. They get real upset if you talk about animals, cute, fuzzy little animals like dogs and cats. They want to kill your dogs and cats, too. Does that get you upset now? I said in the U.S., there's 163 million companion animals, roughly one pet for every two Americans. Highest number of any country in the world. We may not be having children, but we're having pets. There's about 163 million dogs and cats consume as a significant portion of their diet animal products, and therefore they potentially constitute a considerable dietary footprint. Here, the energy and animal-derived product consumption of these pets in the U.S. is evaluated for the first time, as are the environmental impacts from animal products fed to them, including feces production. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about feces production? Environmentalists produce more feces than anybody else. Things like this report. This report is filled with feces. On a more serious note, the UK has begun confiscating wealth without criminal charges. Sounds like civil asset forfeiture here, doesn't it? Except they have a more ominous title for this. Here they call it civil asset forfeiture, and people's eyes just kind of glaze over. Oh, civil, I do not know what that means. You keep using that term, but I do not know what it means. But they know what it means. But what they call it there is unexplained wealth orders. You have unexplained wealth. Citizen, I am taking this. Now, is this the Soviet Union or is this the United Kingdom? As I've said before, I was a child when I saw Dr. Zhivago. And the whole thing about the love story and the adultery and all that kind of stuff, that just went right over my head. I didn't see any of that till I was an adult. The thing that stood out for me, and it was a seminal moment for me. It helped to, of course, my dad was a Goldwater supporter. So I guess I had a predisposition to hating socialism and communism. But the thing that stood out in that show for me was when he returns home. And he had a nice two or three story home. And he had all these people living in it. And they had taken over his home. And it's like, who are you people? It's like, this is now a public housing project, citizen. We have taken this, and it is now for the people. Okay, great. That's a very good thing, he says. Oh, I really like that. I love that. I love it when you confiscate my wealth, like they're doing in the UK now. And they say, where are we live? You live up in the corner with a bunch of other people. You don't even have a separate room up in the attic. That really affected me. I thought, yeah, that really says it all, doesn't it? And now this is happening in the U.S. is happening in the UK. Unexplained wealth orders. It allows the UK to confiscate money and property without charging anybody with a crime. Very much like what we do here, and we call it here civil asset forfeiture. This is something that was a new power that they gave themselves back in January. They waited 9 months to use it. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about that. And then I'm going to tell you about a far-left Twitter account called Deplatform Hate. And they're bragging about the fact that there's going to be two more big hits where they're going to come after people's ability to do processing, to take down websites and deplatform them that way, coming up in October. Well, there's only two more days left in October.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They didn't know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment. They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
talk about the thuggery and the fascism of Antifa and the left. Breitbart has an article, left-wing site on Twitter is called Deplatform Hate. They have threatened a payment processor. This payment processor is Stripe. They've threatened them. They said, change your terms of service or else we're going to publish some communications that we've had with you that you don't want published. I wonder what that could be. Deplatformed Hate has said it will release all communications with Stripe unless the company changes its terms of service to their liking, which will likely mean that they're going to demand that they deplatform and remove more conservatives from being able to get payments processed through Stripe. They said, we're releasing all comms with Stripe and Stripe General Counsel, John Ziegler, Tuesday, unless they make a statement changing their terms of service. They have several violent organizations they're supporting, and blood will be on their hands again. In another message, Deplatform Hate wrote to Ziegler, said, good call you made on Gab. You dropping them was a big precondition of chatting. If this is goodwill, I can meet you halfway and chat. Goodwill on my side is that there, listen to this, and here's something that I'm going to offer you. There's going to be two more big hits this October you should know about. Oh, okay. Two more targets besides Gab coming up this October. And this is October the 30th. Today, tomorrow, when's this going to hit? They said, as BitChute responded, they said, this is remarkable. Actually, there's back-channel chats about deplatforming Gab from Stripe. And I said, this proves that Stripe and PayPal are not acting independently. There are outside political pressure that clouds reality from what the public wants. Of course, there's, you know, who's behind these people? Well, let's get an idea of who is behind Deplatform Hate. They've been promoted, says Breitbart, by Antifa, by Gizmodo Media's Splinter News, by the Huffington Post, the Huff Post, by Think Progress, and left-wing advocacy and boycott group Sleeping Giants. Now, those are people coming after us, coming after Breitbart, coming after basically all conservative news, trying to take down their advertising, but going further than that. Sleeping Giants has described Deplatform Hate as amazing work. Yeah, it is amazing. In July, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a liberal nonprofit organization, warned the public that online payment processors such as Stripe are becoming the de facto censors of the internet. Think about this, folks. They're going around and targeting everybody that they dislike and shutting them down immediately. For example, it's not just Gab. We've got a Christian news site, LifeSite, has now gotten the Gab treatment. Remember how they came after Gab and gave them 24 hours to find a new host? Well, you can't do that in 24 hours. That is simply a ultimatum that is designed to look like it's fair, but it's designed to put the people out of business is what it's designed for. And they did the same thing to LifeSite, a Christian pro-life news outlet, blacklisted by its web host, given just 12 hours to get another hosting site or be taken down completely, offline, which is what they've now done to Gab. Gab will be back online eventually. They'll find another host, but it's very damaging to your business when you go dark for days. LifeSite, they said, has just received an email at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, okay, given 12 hours. And so they give them in the evening at 8:30 at night, they give them 12 hours. Oh, so you got to find something by 8:30 tomorrow morning or we'll take you down. We received absolutely no forewarning whatsoever about this decision. No explanation either, right? That is the way this goes. So how was this reported by the mainstream media when they did this to Gab? Absolutely reprehensible. Mashable is out there saying free speech, quote unquote. They put free speech in quotes. Free speech social platform Gab goes offline after fatal Pittsburgh shooting. Seriously? Did they take themselves down? Were they ashamed about their association? Of course, they weren't the only people associated with it. He had accounts on Twitter. He had accounts on Facebook. Nothing happened to Twitter and Facebook. They did not go offline. They were not deplatformed. They didn't have their payments taken away. They didn't have their hosting taken away. And you want to know where this is headed, folks? This Christian site was taken down. No explanation given. Well, I can give you an explanation of what it's really about. This is really coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center. There is a Soros-funded initiative working with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're teaming up with five other groups funded by George Soros to pressure tech companies to reduce hateful activities on their platforms. And remember, the Southern Poverty Law Center has put groups like the Family Research Council on their list of hate speech. Why? Because they promoted traditional marriage between one man and one woman. And for that, they listed them as a hate group. They lumped them together with Ku Klux Klan, with Nazi, neo-Nazi groups. And as a result, remember, you had that guy who was reading the Southern Poverty Law Center. He said, oh, this is a hate group. They labeled us as a hate group as well here at InfoWars. So this guy grabs a gun. He goes to the Family Research Council, this Christian organization promoting traditional marriage, and he's going to shoot the place up. Fortunately, a security guard stopped him. And so this is what they're doing now. You're going to label people as hate, then you're going to deplatform the hate. And what is hate? Well, let me give you an example of what hate is. Besides being a Christian, besides opposing abortion, because opposing abortion, that's hateful. That's really hateful. If you don't want Planned Parenthood chopping up babies and selling their parts off for Lamborghinis, that's hateful. If you point that out, the fact that they're doing that, that's hateful. You can't show those pictures. That gets taken down. People who had pictures of abortions, that is not allowed. That's hateful. If you want to see what's really being done, they hate it if you show the reality of abortion. And then a European court has now ruled in favor of Islam and in favor of pedophilia. As the New American points out, Europe took another step towards Sharia law last Thursday when it ruled that an individual's right to free speech did not extend to insulting the prophet Muhammad because he married a six-year-old girl. Not allowed to point that out, the uncomfortable fact that he married a six-year-old girl. He would have been in his 50s. The Quran states, however, the marriage was not consummated until she reached the age of 9. Oh, well, that changes everything, right? Unbelievable. So it's okay. And here's what got the woman in trouble. The woman, which they just list as her as ES, she held two seminars in 2009 that the Prophet Muhammad's marriage to a six-year-old was pedophilia. She said, a 56-year-old and a six-year-old, what do we call it if it's not pedophilia? And so she was found guilty by a Vienna court in 2011, ordered to pay a $547 fine. An Austrian appeals court upheld the decision, and now it has been upheld by the so-called European Court of Human Rights. They said she obviously disregarded the fact that they were married.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, hate is a malleable term, isn't it? I was talking before about this new wealth confiscation order that they have in the UK, like our civil asset forfeiture here. Unexplained wealth orders. Well, you know, as they take down websites left and right now, this has become a thing now. LifeSite was taken down. Gab was taken down. No reason given for LifeSite, and of course, no reasonable reason for Gab to be taken down. There was nothing that the alleged shooter said that was any different than what he did on Facebook or Twitter. It's just they wanted a reason to take it down. And so we see that they are confiscating wealth in the UK without any explanation. That's really what they ought to call it. Instead of unexplained wealth orders, they really ought to just call it unexplained confiscation, because that's what it is. And we have unexplained censorship, except we know what the reason is, don't we? You know, they can come in, they can confiscate your wealth here under, they say it's part of the war on drugs here. You know, oh, it's all war on drugs. We've got to save people from using drugs. You know, they as if that has made any difference. Has that made any difference? This is something that was put in effect over 30 years ago by the Reagan administration, about 35 years ago now, probably. It's done in the mid-80s, early 80s. That's when they put in mandatory minimums. They put in civil asset forfeiture. We're just going to take property from people, and we're not even going to charge them with a crime, let alone find them guilty. And that's made a big difference, hasn't it? That war on drugs that we've had for 47 years has made a big difference. I'm glad to see that we've solved the drug problem now. We don't have that anymore. Nobody's getting addicted. Nobody's abusing drugs. We don't have new and more dangerous forms of drugs. We don't have a corrupted police force that's acting like bank robbers on the street. We haven't destroyed our judicial system by destroying due process. We haven't. It's been great, this war on drugs. Nothing but good stuff, right? It's all worked, right? They can come in, they can confiscate your home, your car, your cash, your wealth, anything that they want. No due process. Now they can come after other rights that are equally important to your property. Now they can come in and they can confiscate your free speech. They can confiscate your website. They can confiscate your business. All of this stuff. No explanation. Unexplained confiscation. That's what we have come to embrace. Why? Well, because we've been told these people are dangerous, or they're hateful, or the drugs are dangerous and hateful, and we got to get rid of those too. You know, we've seen this over and over again. When they first started pushing civil asset forfeiture, they began before they started using it just in general for the war on drugs. They use it against the mafia. So these guys have got too much money. They can hire good lawyers and they can get off. So we're going to confiscate their money first so they can't hire a good lawyer, and then we're going to put them in jail. And we all said, that's great, because we hate the mafia. They're dangerous and we hate them. So we'll let them get rid of due process for the bad guys. Fast forward a little bit and you find the bad guys are some abortion protesters. They have the RICO statute put against them. Fast forward a little bit further, and you have Republican elite politicians like Brett Kavanaugh. He's a bad guy. He loses his due process. See how these things metastasize? They go from the mafia to people whose politics we don't like but are grassroots, to people who are at the very top and we don't like their politics either, people like Brett Kavanaugh. That's where the hate comes in. I don't like your stuff. I don't like you. I'm taking your stuff. You don't get due process. Shut up. You don't get a lawyer, says Lindsey Graham. The guy who made such a big display of defending Brett Kavanaugh said to you and I, if we're accused of a serious crime, a very serious crime, not of something that there's no witnesses to, that was done allegedly as a drunken high schooler, but as somebody accused of terrorism, shut up, you don't get a lawyer. You don't get due process, said Lindsey Graham. If you're his buddy, he'll stand there and stand up for you. And again, I don't believe the charges against Brett Kavanaugh. But I don't believe Lindsey Graham's defense of due process either. He's a hypocrite. Or at the very least, he wants due process for his buddies, for the elite Republicans, but not for you and I, because we don't get a lawyer. And neither did the people in the UK. So this was something that was new 9 months ago. They just used it for the first time. They demanded that a woman living in London explain where she got the money to purchase a couple of homes that she had there. And I'm not going to give you the amount of the homes there, because that's not relevant right now. If she can't prove that the money was acquired legally, the property will be confiscated. Does that seem right to you? Should you have to prove you're innocent or have your property taken? You know, I think you've got a nice home here. I'd like to have that. Now, this particular lady is very wealthy. She's got two homes. One of them is £11.5 million. The other one is £10.5 million. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of wealth to be throwing around without any explanation about that, right? And so it turns out she is the former head of the state-owned central bank in Azerbaijan. He is now, her husband, is now serving a 15-year prison sentence for embezzlement and fraud. It shouldn't be a problem, since he's in prison for embezzlement and fraud, to prove that this money was illegally obtained. But see, they're not just going to come after the crooked mafia, the crooked banksters. They're going to come after you and I. They're already doing that, as a matter of fact, in the United States. And as they point out in this article from Zero Hedge by Sovereign Man, they said her husband has been found guilty, so it shouldn't be a problem to find that this money was acquired illegally, but they're too lazy to do it. Or maybe they don't have any evidence. But why would we let them throw away the hard-fought freedoms that we have of due process? Why would we let that be thrown away? Why would we let them throw away our right to own property? Why would we let them throw away our free speech? They're burning down these foundations of civilization just like they've been tearing down statues across this country. Those are visual symbols of a culture, of a history, of a legal system that has been forged out of blood, sweat, and tears, and they're tearing it down, and we're applauding on the left as they do this and saying, we want more. There's going to be two more this month, says deplatform hate. Well, we need to deplatform this kind of hatred of our basic rights. As I pointed out, this will only embolden authorities to be even more brazen in confiscating wealth from innocent people. Let me tell you how this works out in America. Let's just take one county in Detroit. 2017, they had 380 people had their cars taken, never charged with a crime under civil asset forfeiture. And guess what? These weren't people who had two homes that were worth over 10 million pounds each. These weren't people that were the wife or some of a big time mobster working with the central banks. These were poor people. The average, nearly all of the cars seized in Wayne County, that's Detroit, involved vehicles that were valued at less than $1,000. $1,000. They're coming after the poor. Why? Because they don't have lawyers to defend themselves. And so they come after that. Another reason that they do that is because they tell them, well, you know, if you get your property stolen by these robbers in government uniforms, these highway robbers in government uniforms, if they steal your car that is worth less than $1,000, then you can always sue them. You're going to go out and hire a lawyer if you had the money? Are you going to go out and hire a lawyer to get back a car that's only $1,000 to challenge that? But here's the real kicker. You have to pay a court fee of $900 to even start the process. That's why they're confiscating all these cars that are under $1,000. Because you have to pay more to even get heard to try to even prove that you're innocent. No wonder they're coming after our free speech. We're such slaves, we've allowed them to take these obvious material things from us. We can't even understand the abstraction of human rights like free speech.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly. This is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about Newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting. So I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. Products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their technique. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality store foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk about how everything is being stolen from us by these globalists if we don't stop this. It's not just our property that is taken now without due process. Unexplained wealth, they call it in the UK. Here we call it civil asset forfeiture. It's really unexplained confiscation. Confiscation without due process. You've never found guilty of a crime? Shut up, you don't get a lawyer. We'll take your car in Detroit. 380 cars taken last year. Nearly all of them less than $1,000. Why? Because you've got to then pay them $900 to begin the process to try to prove that you're innocent so you can get your car back. This is a racket, folks, but it is also a racket that they're taking away our free speech. If we can let them take away things like our cars, our cash, our home, without any due process, they will take away our businesses, our websites, our free speech, our free press, without any explanation, without any due process. And if you want to help us here at InfoWars, because we're being told this organization, Deplatform Hate, is pressuring payment provider Stripe, that was also part of taking down Gab. They were bragging about the fact they're working with PayPal to take down Gab. They said, good, we're happy you did that. And you do exactly what we say, and you change your terms of service, or we're going to show the other correspondence that we had with you that you don't want people to see. It's like, oh, really? What could that be? What could that be? And so this is outside pressure that's being put on these people. And, of course, this deplatform hate, they're allied with Antifa, allied with Sleeping Giants and others who don't want to try to win an argument. They don't want to try to persuade you. They're going to ban you. Same thing we saw when we went to the abortion site here in Austin. We go with pictures of aborted babies. We talk about black genocide and what they do. These Marxist Antifa, and this was before they started identifying themselves as Antifa. We identified them as communists. We found pictures of them. We showed you pictures of them marching with a hammer and sickle as they had previously. But they show up with just plain black signs to put in front of our signs. And that says everything. That's the way these people operate. So if you don't want that to happen, free speech is not free. And while you can still support InfoWars, while we're not deplatformed, we're going to find ways to fund this operation. We're not going to give up. Neither is Gab. LifeSite is not going to give up. They just shut down a Christian pro-life site. just deplatform. Said, well, we're going to give you, let's see, 12 hours. 12 hours to find a new site. And they tell them that at 8:30 at night on a weekend. And you don't find a new site, we're going to just take you off the internet. Just gone like that. No explanation. No reason given. We know the reason. We know the reason. If you want to support us as we cover this information that Fox is so reluctant to do anything about, that the so-called conservative press, so many people in the conservative press, conservative radio talk show hosts, avoid this like the plague. They're running scared, folks. Now, Fox is not going to be deplatformed. And I'm going to tell you why. We're going to see what they're saying about the caravan. Don't worry, says Shepard Smith. It's not an invasion. And they've got John Kasich telling us that this is the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to welcome these people into your home. Okay, let's see you set the example, John. You do that. But anyway, if you want to support us, we've got a big sale going on right now. Biggest sale we've ever done at InfoWarsStore.com. Deepest discounts, broadest sale. Every item, every InfoWars Life item at InfoWarsStore.com is now 50% off. And we have free shipping store-wide. So 50% off and free shipping on products like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formula. You don't have to take an injection. You can just take this great-tasting vitamin B12 liquid, put a little bit of it under your tongue, get the same effect that you would with a vitamin B12 injection. Our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. It doesn't have the harmful halogen fluoride. It has the good halogen iodine, and it has nano silver to fight bacteria and virus. Because if you get bacteria unchecked, that can cause gum disease. That leads to tooth loss as well as heart disease. We also have things like Super Male Vitality, Bod Ease, Alpha Power, The Real Red Pill, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, many other products, because it's all of our InfoWars Life products, 50% off and free shipping. Take a look at the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really appreciate and need your support. All right, I was talking about how the European Court has ruled against free speech, basically sounding, as the New American pointed out, sounding like apologist for Sharia law. This lady in Austria had held a couple of seminars going back to 2009. I mean, this has been kicking around for 9 years. She's been appealing this. She was convicted 2 years later in an Austrian court. She was sentenced to given a $550 fine. The principle is what's important here, folks. So she fought them again. An Austrian appeals court upheld the decision. So she takes it to the European Court of Human Rights, saying, I have a right to free speech. I want to be able to debate this. Is this pedophilia? Is this wrong? The fact that Mohammed married a six-year-old? And the Quran says, well, he didn't really consummate the marriage until she's nine. So what? And then this is what the European Court says. The European Court said that this woman had merely sought to defame Muhammad. Blessed be his name. Now, they didn't add that part, but they might as well. Peace be upon him. They said that she disregarded the fact that the marriage with Aisha had continued until the prophet's death when she had already turned 18. How's that for jumping through hoops to try to explain away pedophilia? You know, we don't give that definition to people. You run away with a girl that's underage, a statutory rape here. It doesn't matter if you hang on to her until she turns 18 or legal age, whatever that happens to be. As they point out, New American. So it wasn't necessarily pedophilia because Aisha stayed with Muhammad until he died. That sounds more like Islamic apologetics than it does an informed 21st century court decision. But the reality is that she doesn't have the right to debate. Her free speech, her religious beliefs are shut down, just like the beliefs of Life Site are shut down. Why is this happening? Because the Southern Poverty Law Center hates the idea of traditional marriage. Again, they labeled the Family Research Council as a hate group because they supported traditional marriage. One man, one woman, and both of them adults, by the way. Can't have that. That makes you a hate group. And so Soros is going to work with the Southern Poverty Law Center, the people who have profited from saying that they're coming after the Ku Klux Klan when Morris Dees, only involvement that he had during the Civil Rights Movement, was to defend the Ku Klux Klan that was beating protesters and burning buses, he got them off. And then he set out the rest of the 1960s, the civil rights movement. And so when we look at all this, what does it really mean to deplatform hate? I've got this article here from the Washington Post, How Gab Became a White Supremacist Sanctuary. But the reality, as the Free Thought Project points out, Tom Luongo says, the synagogue shooter used Facebook, Twitter, and Gab, but only one was punished. Gab. Why? Because they don't censor. And the fact, folks, is that if you're going to have a free speech platform, whenever you hate is a racist, then it's very easy for you to call them a white supremacist site. It's not a white supremacist sanctuary. It is a free speech sanctuary. You know, the place where I've seen the most hateful speech, the most vile things said about me, to me, about others, was on YouTube before they took me off of YouTube. You can't find me anywhere on YouTube now. None of my videos are on YouTube. Every time somebody puts up my videos, I take them down. I'm a wanted man by the gulag. But when I was up, the most vile personal attacks, it thickened up my skin quite a bit. Quite frankly, I don't care what they say anymore. And we need to get tough. We need to stop running to our safe spaces, because we can't have safe spaces and the First Amendment at the same time. We can't have free speech. You can despise what other people say. And a lot of times when they say that really hateful stuff about you, that is self-incriminating. It outs them as to what they really are. It discredits them. I don't have to have them purged. I say, yeah, say that again. Let's hear that again one more time. You're making my point for me. Thank you so much for the things that you say there, because you're making the point of how hateful you are. And so as he points out here, the reason they shut it down, the reason they shut down Gab, is because it exists outside the control of these giant corporations. You want an equation for fascism? It's big government plus big corporations. That equals fascism. It's called a public-private partnership. And it's happening all over the place. Shut up, you don't get a lawyer. This is going to be unexplained censorship. We don't have to give you a reason. We will arbitrarily change the terms of service based on what these hate groups say.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end in the next few days, because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality store foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. That's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war
this group that has a presence on Twitter bragging that they're going to out a payment provider, Stripe, who worked with PayPal to take away payment processing from Gab. Said, we're glad that you worked to take away payment processing from Gab, but if you don't change your terms of service, we're going to expose some private conversations that we've had with you about censorship. This kind of blackmail from the left. Blackmail for censorship. And again, yesterday I had had Justin Tabb of Substratagem. I think is that correct? Substratagem.net, I think, is the foundation that they're creating for the decentralized web to try to get around this censorship. He said they started working on this because they saw this coming a little over a year ago. And they'd already put up cryptocurrency, but they said, you know, there's a lot of demand out there. George Gilder has talked about it, life after Google. So the fundamental flaw of all these people are that they're control freaks. Now, they're control freaks, and they want to centralize everything because they're working hand in glove with the government. The government helped to fund them, helped to create them. You have the Atlantic Council working with NATO, and they are openly admitting that they're behind this censorship, these military-industrial complex people, Henry Kissinger types and so forth. And they gave a lot of money to Facebook, and now Facebook is kicking back the profits, as they have profits, and also doing their bidding, taking people down. So this is something that they're tied together in doing this. They saw this. They said we need to have a way to escape this centralized control. It's not just that this is their personality. They're working with the government. It's fascism. You have to understand that. You have to understand the dimensions of this. This is not simply either that they disagree with us on politics. This is a full-blown spiritual war. As I pointed out, the lady who said, it's pedophilia that the Muslims are celebrating in Muhammad. Oh, you can't say that. She gets slapped down by multiple Austrian courts and by the European Court for Human Rights. Slap her down. Not allowed to criticize Islam, even in that way. But, of course, criticism and censorship of Christians is not only allowed, but encouraged. Facebook is censoring pro-life ads with newborn and ultrasound photos. Now, these are not photos of an aborted baby that's been chopped up to pieces before the pieces have been sold off for profit by Planned Parenthood. These are pictures of newborn babies saying, this is a baby like the ones that are being aborted, that are legally aborted. Or showing pictures of ultrasound. And those ultrasound pictures are not high-res pictures that they're putting up either. And they're saying, no, you can't even do that. There's nothing there that is bloody or gruesome. Facebook doesn't want you to do that. That's why LifeSite got taken down with only 12 hours notice. Notify them at 8:30 p.m. on a Saturday. You get a new hosting site because we're going to de-host you. No explanation given. None needed because these are terms of service. You know, when I had the Substratum guy on, he was talking about it on Reddit, and he had a troll. Said, well, I don't care about InfoWars. You know, they violated the terms of service. They got what's coming to them. It's private property. No, it isn't. Unless you want to live in a world where a big corporation can change the rules at will and throw you out of the public square. And they don't even have to apply the rules to the same to everybody, right? They don't have to apply the rules to the people that they like. They just apply the rules to the people that they don't like. And we have to pretend that that's not what's going on. We have to pretend that we honor private property. Do we really honor private property? What about civil asset forfeiture? What about the unexplained wealth orders, or the unexplained wealth confiscation, more accurate, that they have in the UK? Do we really value private property so much that we're going to let corporations censor our free speech? No, we're not. We're not going to let them steal from us. We're not going to let the government steal from us either.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Welcome back. You know, I keep going back and forth between the confiscation of our free speech, our free press, our websites, our ability to do businesses online, and our confiscation of things like our homes, our cars, our cash under the war on drugs, civil asset forfeiture, now what they've started in the UK. Wealth, unexplained wealth orders, they call it. It's unexplained confiscation. It's confiscation without due process. Because that's what happens to people who are slaves. People who have adopted a slave mentality. People who are out there saying, well, you know, you violated the terms of service of a corporation so they can do whatever they want to you because that's their private property. Oh, well, their private property. Bow down and worship Google and Facebook and Twitter because they have private property, but not you and I. Brett Kavanaugh may have a right to be presumed innocent, but then Lindsey Graham, who defends him, says that you and I don't. Shut up, you don't get a lawyer if we charge you with something like terrorism. Shut up, you don't get a lawyer. You see the double standard there? Slave? You understand which side you're on now? Slave? You understand what they're doing to our society? You understand why they want to tear down those monuments to the civilization that gave us these rights, that fought so hard for these rights? We had people who rotted in jails. We had people who were executed, who were persecuted. We had wars that were fought to win these rights. And you're now saying you're going to give them up because you accuse somebody of hate? Like this woman in Austria pointed out that Muhammad was a pedophile because he married a six-year-old. And then the European Court of Appeal says, well, he stayed married to her till she was 18. She was 18 when he died. So that makes it not pedophilia. She was 6 years old when he married her. But we can't criticize Islam. But we can shut down sites that are pro-life. We can call people who support traditional Christian marriage between one man, one woman, both adults. We can call them hateful. That's what the Soros organizations are doing. And at the same time, George Soros is funding, as they point out in True Pundit, rented evangelicals. That's what the Sojourners movement is. To push his open borders agenda so he can take down the civilization. That's the other way they're coming at us. But you don't think that that kind of thing that's happening in Europe with the woman being fined and the European Court of Human Rights upholding that, you don't think that that's going to happen here in America? Oh, it's even worse here in America already. Take a look at this coming out of Maryland. A Baltimore County elementary school was going to do Disney's Aladdin Jr. play. And they've shut this down because it was stereotyping Arab culture. Are you kidding me? I look at this, I say, WWRWD, what would Robin Williams do? Or what would he say about this? Elementary school is planning to perform Disney's Aladdin Jr. next year. Students auditioned for the play last month, and it was due to go on in February. The play is adapted from the popular 1992 Disney film Aladdin. We're going to have to get up all of those old copies of Aladdin, turn in your DVDs, turn in your VCR, your VHS cassettes, whatever format you got it stored on, because, you know, YouTube can just flush it down the memory hole just like that, you know. All this stuff about violating terms of service that they come up with arbitrarily, that they change arbitrarily, that deplatform hate is demanding that these people change their terms of service. Change your terms of service and then ban these people. That's what Jack Dorsey said at Twitter. He said, well, you know, InfoWars hasn't done anything to violate our terms of service, but we're reevaluating our rules. And then they banned us without any explanation. Just like YouTube took me down without any explanation. They never, never gave me a strike against this program or anything that I ever did. But then they just deplatformed me and continue to deplatform me. I am now a non-person, according to the world's largest search engine. Just take down everything that I do. Never given an explanation, never given a warning, never given a reason. Just like Gab, just like LifeSite, just like all of you are going to be. If they don't like you, they don't like your politics, they don't like your religion, they don't like your morality, they're going to take you down. And so here we are. Aladdin Jr. can't have it. It doesn't respect Arabs enough. Seriously. One parent objected. Talk about tyranny of the minority. She said, in the play, Arabs are described as barbaric. Those are the exact words that are used. And the actual play was very controversial, apparently, in the early 90s, said the offended parent. Her son dropped out of the play. And the school has now decided to cancel the play. And here's her statement. Recently, it has been brought to our attention that Disney's Aladdin Jr. has historically been criticized for its inaccurate negative stereotyping of Arabic culture. Hey, folks, wake up. It's a comedy. Everybody in it is Arabic. So, yeah, they've got some bad guys, and the bad guys are Arabs. And they've got some good guys, and they're Arabs, too. Can't have that. Run to your safe place. After careful consideration and with input from the perspectives of many stakeholders. Oh, that tells you where this principle's coming from, doesn't it? Stakeholders. Let me tell you something. When these people who adopt this leftist globalist posture about things, whenever they do something, they always go out and they talk to stakeholders. You know, if they want to lock you up in these smart cities, they will go talk to the stakeholders. That means the corporations. Yeah, when you see stakeholders, that means that they're driving a stake through the heart of freedom. That's really what they are. After careful consideration with our stakeholders, Aladdin Jr., we decided, is not the best fit for our community. Instead, the Drama Club will be producing an alternative theatrical production with a focus on fables to showcase the talents of our amazing students. Oh, maybe the fables will be a snowflake fantasy. Stay away from Sleeping Beauty, though, because we've already been warned by a Disney actress that it was a Me Too violation for Prince Charming to wake her up with a kiss. She was asleep. How could she give her permission for that kiss? Yes, this is the grim state of our culture. And I guess it's also they would object if they think about this a little bit longer, or they read that report from that environmentalist group about pets. They would object to the fact that he had a parrot as a pet as well. Can't have pets, right? They cause global warming. And they also did a parody of the parrot. So we can't have that either. Let's get some animal rights people out there saying they denigrated the parrot. Made him look comedic and stupid. Can't have that. So we have, as The Hill gets excited today, they put out a headline, Controversial Gab Platform Faces a Crackdown. Yeah. Call it a crackdown. It's full-on globalist censorship by a globalist cabal. As Gab tweeted out, they said today Gab spent all day working with law enforcement to ensure that justice is served. For this, we have been no-platformed from Stripe, from PayPal, and from JoyInt. In a matter of hours, this is a direct collusion between big tech giants. Real Donald Trump, act. Yeah, he needs to act. He needs to wake up. And as other people pointed out, of course, PayPal is still funding Twitter, even though Twitter refuses to apply the same terms of service to Farrakhan. And again, I'm not calling for Farrakhan to be taken off. I want him to have free speech. I think the more that he speaks, the more he makes the case against what he supports. Let him talk. Give him a microphone. Let him explain how ridiculous his Nation of Islam anti-Semitism is, by all means. Put that hate out there. Let it be seen. But don't apply one set of rules to one set of people and a different set of rules to other people. You got terms of service, you apply it to everybody. And actually apply your terms of service. If you got a three-strike policy, give people three strikes. Give them an explanation when you ban people. Instead of unexplained censorship, unexplained confiscation of businesses, of free speech, of our basic fundamental rights, as well as our property. We've put up with the confiscation of our property for 35 years. No wonder they're coming after things like free speech that we can't really get our head around. What does that mean? I don't know. Where did it come from? I don't know. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'll give you an example of the real hatred of the left.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly, this is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. InfoWars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about InfoWars, if you don't spread the word about NewsWars.com, if you don't get the Great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. Products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
hate that is happening right now with Hollywood is that we have such over-the-top positions being taken by actors and actresses that I can't really enjoy watching movies anymore. Here's an example. James Cromwell, you might remember him. He's been in a lot of different movies, probably most easily associated with Babe, the Babe series. He was the farmer. Really like him as an actor. Can't stand him as a person, however. He comes out and says, there will be revolution and blood in the streets unless Trump is stopped. And so let me just quote to James Cromwell from his movie, Babe. That'll do, pig. That'll do. Shut up. You used to be an entertainer. Now you're a provocateur, a revolutionary. Actor James Cromwell, blood in the streets. He says, this is nascent fascism. And he's not talking about the censorship that's going on that is being demanded by the people who call themselves anti-fascists. No, they are fascists. And the anti-fa is actually anti-First Amendment. That's really what they're anti-first, what they're against. They're using fascism to shut down people. He said, this is nascent fascism. We always had a turnkey totalitarian state. All we needed was an excuse. That's right. That's right. All they need is an excuse. That public-private partnership of big government and big corporations that the left is applauding out there as they exercise censorship to shut down your freedoms. Yeah, it's turnkey. I just call it push button because that's what they like in Silicon Valley, the Silicon Valley censorship mob. They like to push button. So just call it push button fascism, push button totalitarianism. That's what it really is. So he said all they needed was an excuse. Now they got an excuse. Hate, racist. Oh, I can just label you as hateful. I can call you a racist and, you know, I can shut you down. We're going to deplatform hate. Oh, who wouldn't want to do that, right? Nobody likes hate. Except they want to deplatform the people that they hate, not people who are hateful. Said all these institutions were in place just to turn this into pure fascism, said James Cromwell in an interview with Variety. He said, if we don't stop President Trump now, then we will have revolution for real. There will be blood in the streets. Let me tell you something. As they're calling this guy Bolsonaro, who won the election in Brazil, they're very freaked out about it. They said, look at this. He's talked like he's a dictator or whatever. And I said, well, look at the other things that he said. If this is a guy who is saying that he wants ordinary citizens to have weapons to defend themselves, I'm not worried about him being a dictator. If he was confiscating the guns, I would be worried about him being a dictator because that's what every dictator has done. From Hitler on, they've all confiscated the guns. That's why we call people like Obama and Hillary Clinton and Chris Murphy and people of that ilk, Chuck Schumer, we call them dictators. Because they know that, like Stalin and Mao told us, you know, power comes out of the barrel of a gun. They're going to make sure they've got all the guns. And so if this guy is a dictator, if he wants to be an authoritarian, he's not going to give ordinary people guns because then he's not going to have as much power over them. He's going to want to keep a monopoly of power in the hands of the military or the government, which is what the Democrats want to do. The Democrats are always saying, only the military should have guns. And they get these former generals, shills like McChrystal out there, lecturing people, saying, well, you know, we had a Second Amendment back when we had black powder rifles, but just let me lecture you on the muzzle velocity of these bullets coming out. They're just too dangerous. They shoot too fast. Can't have that in the hands of a civilian. You got to trust people like me. I wouldn't trust that guy. I wouldn't want to be in a car that he or any of his goons had been around either. Just ask Michael Hastings about that. Anyway, so he says, there will be blood in the streets if we don't get our way. And I believe him. I believe him about that because as he is saying this, we have the Volusia County Republican Party's office. That's in Daytona Beach. They had their office shot up by gunmen. Fired at least 4 shots into the Republican Party office because they're not getting their way. There's going to be blood in the streets, right? That's what he said. I'll take James Cromwell at his word. That'll do, pig. That's enough. And Breitbart has got a long list of all the death threats assaults, vandalism that have been done by the left-wing thugs in just October alone. Just October alone, over 40 acts by these left-wing thugs out there. And they want to pretend in this run-up to the election that it's only conservatives. And it's all conservatives. All conservatives are dangerous. You know, we've got to shut down Gab because you've got conservatives talking back and forth freely. And that's going to turn people into something worse than jihadists. Because, you know, they'd be conservative Christians. They're worse than these Muslim jihadists, according to the press. 40 acts of violence just in October alone. As Breitbart points out, that more than doubled the 16 recorded acts in September and the 18 acts in August. So, 16 in September, acts of violence by the left, 18 in September, 40 in October, and October still got two more days. And as Deplatform Hate says, they're going to shut down two more sites. They're going to take away payment processing capability for two more sites in October. We've only got 2 days left, so we'll see what happens here. But here are some of the acts of hate as cataloged by Breitbart. Of course, there was the assassination attempts against President Trump with a ricin and threatening letter. Now, you're going to say that these bomb scares with these toy bombs, if you want to call them pipe bombs, then if you want to say that pipe bombs were sent to CNN, then President Trump got ricin. And I think they might have actually tested it. It might have actually been ricin. It was very crude, very low result. I don't know if it was. I think it was actually ricin and not just pretend powder, like these bombs were pretend bombs. So ricin in a threatening letter sent to Trump in October, beginning of October. Then you had Defense Secretary James Mattis and FBI Director Wray also sent ricin in the letters. Nobody's talking about that now, are they? Oh, yeah, that was like almost 3 weeks ago. New York Times openly fantasized about Trump's assassination. An MSNBC commentator called for the military to remove Trump from office. And then you've had no fewer than 5 Republican campaign centers and a club vandalized. Actually, 6 now, because we just had the one that happened yesterday. There have been 12 rape and death threats aimed at Republicans, their families, and their supporters. There have been 9 assaults and attempted assaults against Republicans. There have been 6 acts of harassment and open calls to harass Republicans. There have been 3 high-ranking Democrats who have called for more violence and more incivility. You know, people like Obama's former Deputy Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, you know, all those people. You've had CNN call for more harassment of Republicans. Governor Cuomo said that Republicans deserve to have their Manhattan Club vandalized. A left-wing news outlet blamed Steve Scalise, Republican Congressman Steve Scalise, for nearly being murdered. Here's the headline from Raw Story. Steve Scalise is the accomplice to his attempted murder. It's his fault. He deserves it. And a Trump supporter's truck was lit on fire. Breitbart said they recorded over 625 events.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper.
come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. That's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
You know, it's funny what people will call hate and what they won't call hate, right? And of course, you understand the double standard, right? We have terms of service. But, of course, they don't have to follow those terms of service. They can just arbitrarily take you off because they think you're hate. They say you're hateful. It's really just because they hate you. And when somebody else says something hateful or racist, they're taken off. A good example of this, and I hate to say this, but what we saw happen to Megyn Kelly. I mean, I hate to see Megyn Kelly on TV. I hate watching her on TV. I don't watch her on TV. But you understand the reason that they took her off was simply because they hated her. The people there hated her. They hated working with her. Everybody there was talking about what a witch she was. What a witch she was. And so they get her off at Halloween, come up with a pretend reason for it. As Mediaite points out, we've had Lester Holt dressing up in whiteface, right? Lester Holt, who's black, he's dressed up in whiteface. And we have had Fallon dress up in blackface. So really, what is the policy there at NBC? Because these people work at NBC, so you got a white guy dressing up in blackface. You got a black guy dressing up in whiteface and dressing up as a woman at the same time. And yet they kick off Megyn Kelly because she said this. You know, she was responding to her co-host. Her co-host said, well, what is racist? Uh-oh, watch out. Dangerous territory here. Feelings are going to get hurt. Ooh, only the left is allowed to define what racism is, right? Or whatever. So she said, what is racist when you're talking about Halloween costumes? And Megyn Kelly said, because you do get in trouble if you are a white person who puts on blackface on Halloween or a black person who puts on whiteface on Halloween. When I was a kid, that was okay as long as you were dressing up like a character. Oh, boom, take her off right now, right now. Immediately taken off. She gets the Roseanne hook, except that she had lousy ratings, unlike Roseanne. And yet, this is a network where you actually did have a white person who put on blackface, dressing up as a character, and you had a black person who put on whiteface, Lester Holt, dressing up as Susan Boyle, put on a wig and a dress, which I think is actually kind of funny. Maybe Susan Boyle doesn't like that, but I actually thought it was pretty funny. And he didn't get any trouble for doing the cross-racial thing or the cross-dressing thing or for maybe shaming a particular individual. That was evidently my crime when I was taken off of Twitter because I shamed Hillary Clinton with a joke about how her DNA was only 50% reptilian DNA. Not 100%, and that wasn't even my joke. I was just reading the joke from a satire site, Babylon Bee. So, yeah, some jokes are okay. Other jokes are not okay. If they like you, they like your joke. If they don't like you, like Megyn Kelly, then they don't like your joke, and they use it as an excuse to take you off. And even if everybody likes your jokes, like they did Roseanne Barr, and everybody's watching your program, they'll still take you off if they don't like you. That's reality. What did Hillary do? Oh, Hillary got really racist, actually. Let's play the clip that we got of Hillary Clinton. They've got this back and forth where they're talking about, she prattles on about how political correctness, there's nothing wrong with political correctness. Everybody loves the identity politics of the Democrat Party. And then the person she's talking to talks about Cory Booker. He quoted Eric Holder, and he refers to Cory Booker. And she says, no, that was the other guy. But they all look alike. They all look alike? What's she saying? All black people look alike? You know, it's not like one of them's got hair and the other one doesn't. One of them's got hair and a mustache, and the other one is bald with no mustache. But, you know, they all look alike because they're both black. That's what Hillary Clinton said. No problem. Can you imagine? As Zero Hedge points out, can you imagine if President Trump had said something like that? Here's Hillary Clinton with this amazing racist joke about Booker and Holder.
With, you know, different religious beliefs or whatever, you know, that's childish.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him, and you feel free?
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially, start to get to that kind of political?
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
Oh, well done. Well done. Well done. You know, it's kind of like when they don't like something that somebody says because it's vicious, and then you have a leftist comedian. They said, oh, she's at her best when she's most vicious. Well, Hillary Clinton is at her best when she's her most racist. Because that joke would never be allowed by a conservative, right? She was prattling on before that clip began. Prattling on, oh, what is often called political correctness is just politeness, said Hillary Clinton. How polite was that joke? She said it's respecting the diversity that we have in our society. You know, you put all these people that all look alike, you put them in a group, and you make them a voting block inside the Democrat Party, and they can all be with me. And then I can become president, because I always wanted to be president. I still want to be president someday. That's what she said also. She said, oh, I want to be president. I still want to be president. Had to have Terry McAuliffe, her godson, as far as politics goes, come out and say she's never going to be on a ballot again. The Democrat Party wants her to go away in the worst way. Even Terry McAuliffe has always been the adopted son of the son that they never had, you know, even though they've got a son, Danny Williams, they adopted Terry McAuliffe. And they have given him everything. And then he had the audacity to say that Hillary Clinton will never be on the ballot again. She must be crying in her safe space right now. But then she goes on to say, it's just politeness. Political correctness is just, no, it's censorship. It's censorship, lady. And we see how you use this as a weapon against other people. That's why we call it political Marxism, cultural Marxism. You use it to attack your enemies, just like you use all these charges of hate and racism. It's all used to attack your enemies. And then you make the same jokes yourself. She said the Democrat Party is a much more diverse political party. Whatever the reason, people feel more comfortable where they're taken in. Yeah, you've taken in a lot of people, haven't you, with this political correctness? Yeah, they all look alike. Yeah, there's been a lot of things that Hillary Clinton has reportedly said in private that are far worse than this. Anyway, where they're all included as part of a political movement or a party, and they can all rally around me and be with me, behind me, underneath me, supporting me, voting for me, making me president. She says, I don't want to go around insulting people. I don't want to paint with a broad brush every immigrant is this or every African-American is that. You know, you would never say with a broad brush, they all look alike. she's got Eric Holder with hair and a mustache and Cory Booker bald and clean shaven. They all look alike. I don't know. Anyway. That every person, you know, every other person with different religious beliefs or whatever, that's childish. That's childish. And then she says that. And then we have Julia at CNN. Is that Eoff? I don't know how you pronounce her name. She's a GQ writer. I have no idea who this woman is. But Jake the Fake Tapper has her on CNN. And she says that Trump has radicalized more people than ISIS. Why does she say that? They come back. CNN's David Urban comes back and says, well, that's unconscionable for you to say that. And she says, well, the way he talks, you know, the way he allows this, the way he winks and nods to these groups and so forth, right? What she's saying, folks, is that you deplorables are worse than ISIS. You are ISIS. Unlike ISIS, you are actually a threat to their power base. Because, you know, ISIS isn't going to be used to come after them. They will use ISIS to take away more of our freedoms, to have them be the poster children for taking away our freedoms. Stay with us when we come back. I'm going to tell you how they're taking away your cars.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The real
Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Been talking about how government and big corporations believe that they can take whatever you got. The globalists, the public-private partnership between big corporations and big government. If you have a website, commerce, they'll just deplatform you now. This is what's happening. Openly talking about it. We're just going to take away your capability to process payments. We're going to take away your hosting. No explanation given, no time to find somebody else. They just want to take you down. Happened to Gab, happened to Life Site, a pro-life, anti-abortion Christian site. They were only given 12 hours. They didn't have anything to do with any shooting. And, of course, Gab was focused, the focus of all this, because they didn't like Gab. They didn't do anything to Twitter or to Facebook, where this guy also had accounts. They don't take away the payment processing for Twitter, even though they allow Louis Farrakhan, who says the same kind of anti-Semitic stuff that this shooter did. So it's very selectively applied, isn't it? And as I pointed out, we have tolerated this kind of confiscation of our property for the longest period of time under the pretense of the war on drugs, civil asset forfeiture. Here in America, for the most part, they're coming after the poor. Now they're coming after the very, very poor in Detroit. 380 cars taken in 2017, nearly all of them less than $1,000. Why that magic number? Well, because you can't fight them in court because you can't afford a lawyer. Doesn't make any sense, especially if you got to pay them $900 to even begin the process. So just steal this stuff. We can get away with it. They say, well, if we suspect you of a crime, we'll take it. But under our law, then if it's in our custody, we can just say, well, you know what? I think I like that and I'm going to keep it. You know, if they like your car, they can keep your car. They like your cash, they can keep your cash. It's kind of like Obama's health care plan. Just confiscate your ability to make a decision about your health care. See, once you allow them to take things like your home, your car, your cash, then they can take things like your decisions about health care, your informed consent, what kind of health insurance you want, whether you want to take a vaccine or not. How do you want to educate your children? All those things just thrown out. They're not pro-choice on anything. They want to control everything in your life. They want to own everything that you have, including you. They want to own you. And so we look at all this stuff. Is it any wonder that they're just taking people's free speech, taking people's businesses, shutting down their website, shutting down their payment processing, shutting down their business? We've allowed this stuff to go on for a long time. Here's where it's going next, folks. Out of the UK, two stories back to back on the Daily Mail tell the entire story here. First story, ban on new petrol, that's gasoline, if you speak American, ban on all new gasoline and diesel cars is going to be brought forward from 2040 to 2032. Now, they had just announced just a couple of months ago that they were going to ban all internal combustion engines by 2040. And everybody's, woo, listen to that. And then they say, nah, that's not soon enough. Let's move it forward by another 8 years. So now, in 13 years, they're going to ban all internal combustion engines, including the greenest of the hybrids. Because, you know, those hybrid cars like Priuses, they have internal combustion engines in them. They're hybrids. Can't have that. So even the greenest hybrids are going to be banned by 2032 as these MPs are pushing for it. And as they do that, they said that the automotive industry there is outraged over the fact they've just come out and banned conventional engines. You know, people want these things. There is no market for your electric cars. They want to have conventional engines. Hybrids have a mixture of the two. Why? Because you have such horrible range on electric cars and other issues. And they are not free. You have to generate the electricity somewhere. They are external combustion engines because you generate that power for the most part by burning coal and oil because that's what's affordable and that's what works on the grid. You know, you can have solar power, but it doesn't work on the grid. You got to store all that stuff at nighttime. For nighttime use. And that's the big issue there. It's the power storage. It's a much bigger issue than how do I store this electricity in this battery to give me a reasonable range on my car. It's a much bigger issue when you try to do that on the grid. You can't do that. There's no technology that's even hypothetical out there to do that for the grid. And so these are external combustion engines, these electric cars. Not internal combustion engines, but external. And they will control that. They will control the energy grid. They will control the transportation grid. Do not touch the vertical. Do not touch the horizontal. We are in control of your television set, your automobile, where you travel, and so forth. And so as they're talking about this, and as they point out, some of the automobile industry says, oh, that's not going to be good. The next story, European car makers and parts suppliers warn that Brexit could set the UK motor industry back 25 years. Oh, well, okay. So Brexit is the problem, not their electric cars where they're going to ban all internal combustion engines. All gasoline and diesel engines are going to be banned. But no, we got to worry about Brexit. You see how they turn this around? And both of these things, folks, are coming from the same people, the globalists. It's the globalists who want to control everything using that thin veneer of environmentalism. Because of environmentalism, we've got to make you all live in the cities so that you can all walk everywhere. Because we're going to ban the cars there. Or we'll have a few giant corporations that will rent them to you at a premium price. It'll be so much more expensive, folks, if you were to travel the same amount. But don't worry, you're not going to be traveling. You're going to be walking. That's why Google calls it sidewalk labs. Smart cities for dumb people. For dumb slaves. Smart cities for dumb slaves. That's really what it is. And so they say a no-deal Brexit could cause disruption for deliveries. It could really set back the automobile industry. And yet these people are going to ban cars. And yet they say, but it's Brexit that's really going to damage things. See how they use it for political purposes? Brexit is bad. But an environmental ban that we move forward by another 8 years, only 13 years down the road, that's a good thing. Environmentalism, good. Brexit, bad. Why? Because environmentalism lets them push things like the Paris Climate Accord, which is going to allow them to redistribute economies from us to China to India, where they're going to be allowed to continue to build without any restriction for another 25 years, the dirtiest power plants on Earth, and do it without restriction of their number, do it without any restriction on their emissions. It doesn't do anything to help global warming, even if you think that's the cause of global warming. Instead, what it does is it reallocates economic resources, which is what this is all about. Ultimately, they want to have carbon taxes, which are going to reallocate resources to the UN or whatever globalist entity they create to accept those taxes. You have to have a global tax to have a global government, and then you can create a global army. Volkswagen bus. Those are going too. No, they'll have an electric one. They got the message. They came after Volkswagen. They said they're going to switch to electric cars. They got that message real quick after tens of billions of dollars here off a trumped-up charge where nobody got hurt here in America. They tried to put Volkswagen out of business. Volkswagen really quickly said, all right, we got the message. We've got these diesel cars that last forever, and they get 50-plus miles per gallon. They do better fuel economy-wise. They do far better than the hybrid Prius. But we'll stop selling those. I got the message. We'll go electric. And immediately they came out with electric Volkswagen bus, electric Beetle, and so forth they're going to put out there. But they said that it's going to cost 14,000 jobs by 2020. See, it's real simple to make these electric cars. The difficulty for Volkswagen is to differentiate themselves because all they are is an appliance. You know, we used to insultingly call cars that were just people movers, we'd call them appliances. Yeah, it's just an appliance. Well, they literally are an appliance. You know, they're just like a blender hooked up to some wheels, hooked up to an axle. Audi is being fined $700 million for, guess what? A diesel emissions rigging. Again, Audi attached with Volkswagen. And then if you had any misunderstanding, didn't understand where this is all headed, just understand this. Cars will be banned from half of the roads in London's financial district, and that's going to be very soon. They're putting this ban through in London, in the inner part of London, but now they're moving these ultra-low emission zones. They keep drawing the lines bigger and bigger and bigger, moving them out further and further. They've already banned them in many German cities. They're saying this is a new pedestrian priority zone. Yeah, you're going to be walking. You're going to be walking. Like I said, that's why they call it Sidewalk Labs, what the Gulag is doing. They said the speed limit will only be 15 miles per hour. Oh, God. We are going back to the 19th century, folks. I'm going to get a horse. I can move faster on a horse. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. It's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, we got an invasion coming. I call it the blue wave invasion because this is really about votes at the moment. It's also about cheap labor for the people like the Koch brothers that run the establishment GOP. But at the moment, what is in view is the election. They're staging this for the election. And at the bottom of the hour, Matt Bracken is going to be joining us because we're going to talk about what is likely going to happen now there's going to be a confrontation here at the border. I think this should have been done a long time ago, because now what we have is a massive group of people. You know they're going to put women up front. They've already had violent clashes in Mexico because these people don't respect the laws of any jurisdiction. They're not looking for refugee status. They're coming to America. They're coming here to take over this country. And we've got people like John Kasich that are just fine with that. But ultimately, folks, this is about rigging the political system. It's not just about rigging this immediate election by trying to create a situation with bad optics, trying to make President Trump look like a bully, trying to make him look like a racist by defending this country from a massive invasion. It is absolutely necessary to defend our borders. As I've said before, if you don't have any control over your borders, then you're going to have criminals coming through. You're going to have gang members like MS-13. They're going to come through. They're going to these people, if they are in fact coming here to escape MS-13, MS-13 can come across and can kill their kids. Like I said earlier in the broadcast, said many times, the crying father who said, I thought I got away from this, from El Salvador. I came here, but MS-13 followed us all the way to Long Island, New York, killed his child. Why? Because we don't have any control over the border. Anybody can come in. A terrorist can come in, cartel gang members can come in, or you can have people who come in just because they want your stuff, your job, your home, your lifestyle. They want to turn your culture into their culture, your country into their home. You know, su casa, mi casa. Your home becomes my home. We don't want to see that happen, but it's also about this immediate election and about future elections. You know, the number of people, 14,000. There's a lot of American cities, as Daily Caller pointed out. The migrant caravan is reportedly already bigger than many, many U.S. towns. 14,000, just in this one. And now we've got a second wave coming through. And when they come to America, will they be counted in the census so that California and the sanctuary states like New York and so forth, that they get more political power because they get more representatives? See, that's the battle that's going on right now. There's a legal battle. It's going to go to the Supreme Court. You got Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross taking a lot of heat from the Democrats because he's got a question on the census. Are you an American citizen? You can't ask that. Well, we've always asked that. Until George W. Bush, another GOP open borders guy, took it off. And, of course, Obama didn't have it off. But before that, they did have that question. Why? Because the purpose of the census is to allocate representation. It's just that simple. Representation of American citizens, not of foreign citizens. Foreign citizens don't get representation in our government. Foreign citizens are not supposed to vote in our government. But whether they vote or not, if you don't have this question on citizenship, then they will be voting. They will be getting political representation. And when we come back, I'm going to play for you what John Kasich is saying about the migrants. I'm going to tell you what Shepard Smith at Fox News is saying about them. And what he's saying about you, you horrible, racist, hateful, xenophobic Republicans who want to live in America. Shame on you. Shame on you, these people say from their gated communities. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Matt Bracken talking about what this is going to look like when the military does protect our border for the first time. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life.
Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about what the Republicans are doing in terms of trying to take down our borders. Of course, the establishment Republicans, the Republicans who hate President Trump, people like John Kasich, he hung in there to the last minute for the Never Trumpers, for the globalists who are trying to overthrow our borders. And he is still hanging in there, still a Never Trumper, still open borders. And he is now lecturing you and me and all of us who like America. We're hateful, racist, xenophobic people. This is what John Kasich had to say.
It's things have also become very tribal. Here's what bothers me.
Tribal.
You know, we have a caravan coming north. We don't want all those people coming across our border. And there are ways to deal with it. I believe that if we would check those who are legitimately in need of asylum, could be vetted before they even get to the border. But you know what? We're born in America. We are lucky to be born in America.
Hold it right there. John, why don't you say that to the people coming here who say that they're not asking for asylum? They're not going to do that. And I've talked, maybe you haven't talked to any Border Patrol agents, but I've talked to a retired Border Patrol agent. I've talked to the president of an association of retired Border Patrol agents, and he said exactly what's been going on for decades. These people come into the southern border of Mexico. And oh, by the way, John, maybe you ought to take a look at the map. These people that are coming from El Salvador and from Honduras, they're going to go through Guatemala first, and then they go into Mexico. And when they come into Mexico, the Mexican Border Patrol, as the American Border Patrol agent was telling me, he said they get overwhelmed just in the first couple of hours of the day. And they get filled to capacity with all the people that they pick up. And so then they just shut down the border and, you know, they walk away, leave it open. And then you get massive numbers of people who come through. Now, of the people that they pick up, they ask them, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to America. Okay, well, here's your visa. Your transit visa, you've got X number of days to get through Mexico, or we will do something about it. But if you're going to America, that's fine. Here's your ticket to go to America. And then they don't stop at any U.S. embassy. They don't stop at any U.S. consulate, because there's many U.S. consulates throughout Mexico. They don't stop at any of those on their way to America. And they don't stop at an American border area. They don't ask for asylum. So John Kasich, they're not asking to come in here legally. You're talking to the wrong people. And these, you talk about tribalism here. These are people out there who are part of La Raza. They're part of the Aslan movement. These are people who have posters that say, "Make America Mexico Again." You want to talk about tribalism? Okay, let's go back to this clip of John Kasich.
Be born in America and not be born in Guatemala, where they would say to your daughter, you know, if you don't do what we want, we will rape your daughter or we will kill your son if he's not a drug mule. Now, they're marching north. And you know what? It could easily have been all of us that we're in the caravan, that we're marching north trying to save our families and save our children. We've got to start putting ourselves in the shoes of other people.
We've got to start thinking about
the consequences that others suffer. And if we've been spared those by the grace of God, let us be appreciative. Let us count our blessings and let us reach out to those who have less. And let's stop putting up walls around ourselves and not understanding the plight, the trouble, and the problems of others. Mm-hmm. It is not right, and the Lord doesn't want it. And our people, at their hearts, want to reach out to others.
Yeah, you want to invoke God into all this, just like the Pope, who surrounds himself with armed guards and walls. I am so sick and tired of these elitists who live in their wealthy enclaves with walls around their vineyards and their mansions, lecturing all of us about not having walls. You know, John Kasich said, well, you know, these people are just marching for a better life. I'm not going to sacrifice my family's life to people who demand to have what they have. And I'm not going to open up our borders to people that we don't know who they are. Let me give you an example of some of the people who are coming here. We're told there's no bad people, right? They're all women and children, and they're all refugees. Just open up the border. Well, that's not true. And we know that's not true. We had on Fox News, we had Jorge Ramos. And they were saying, yeah, well, you know, a lot of these people, they've been in the country, they've been thrown out. They've been deported because they came here illegally, mostly deported because they committed crimes. And he goes, oh, I don't think that's the case at all. And so he turns around. It's almost all men who are marching past him. And so he asks a couple of men, you know, you in Spanish, have you been deported? Went, oh, no, senor, no. No, I haven't been deported, no. Oh, see, he says, see, they haven't been deported. Now, one guy that was interviewed actually admitted to this in an interview with Fox News. Here's that interview.
You earlier who had prior convictions, take a listen. Are you willing to break the law to get back to the United States?
Yo quiero entrar y pedir un perdón.
He says he wants to apply for pardon for the felony he committed.
Can you ask him exactly what happened?
¿Cuál es tu felonía exactamente?
Number three.
A third degree felony?
Intento de matar.
Attempt of murder.
Oh, yeah, okay, no problem.
But not everybody has convictions. We spoke to another man here who said that he was deported about 10 years ago. He was in a roundup in a construction site, got deported. He waited 10 years to come out, but he is from Honduras as well, says he's just going to show up on the border in Tijuana, he thinks, and he's just going to plead his case and ask for asylum. I told him that the administration is not going to grant it to him, but he said he's got no choice. He's going to try anyway.
There you go. See, John Kasich has convictions, and so does this guy coming in the caravan. He's got convictions, too. John Kasich has got it's Christian convictions he says he's going to lecture us on. I don't know. I don't want people with felony convictions being able to just come across the border whenever they want. He's down there, this Fox News reporter, he's interviewing people down there. He asked one guy, he said, I've been deported multiple times. He said, so you're going back? And he goes, yeah. He goes, are you going to be stopped? President Trump says he's going to send troops to the border. No, they're not going to stop me. I'm going to go back in. I want to go in. I'm going to go back in. They don't care. They don't care. It's not your country, not your stuff. You don't have a say-so in any of this. Shepard Smith, who got so triggered when he was called out on his lies and his spin on Twitter live, and he reads Twitter, oh, that's not true. You know, President Trump doesn't have facts. President Trump has politics. I've got all the facts because I'm Shepard Smith. And now he's doing it again. He says that from the Washington Examiner, they quoted him. They said on the show Monday, yesterday, Shepard Smith said that the charged language surrounding the caravan, it's not a caravan, it's an invasion. I started playing that song, Caravan, the old jazz standard, and I said, well, first of all, I don't think anybody remembers that but me. And some people who saw the movie recently, what was that movie? It was all about jazz bands, like I used to play in. It was, anyway, never mind. I'm getting in the weeds here. Anyway, nobody remembers the music Caravan, but I don't even like to use that term, Caravan. It's an invasion. We have massive numbers of people, and again, you have thousands, tens of thousands of people coming in. And they don't care whether you want them in or not. They're not going to wait for you. They're not going to ask your permission. They're coming here with their own flags. They're burning American flags. They're attacking Mexican police officers and troops. It's an invasion. Oh, but don't use that language. Call them a caravan. They're a caravan. They're a caravan. So anyway, Shepard Smith said the charged language surrounding the caravan has to do with the coming midterm elections. Yes, it does. Very much all about that. That's why the globalists arranged this photo op. They want to have President Trump and the military fighting these people. And I would have liked to have seen this done a year ago, but it's better late than never. He said the urgency behind the warnings is overblown. His Fox News forecast that the migrant group is more than 2 months away. No, actually, they're hopping rides on flatbed trucks, too. And they're not going to all come en masse. You've got more than a caravan coming across the border every day, and that's just the ones that they intercept. That's not even including the ones that they don't intercept. It's wide open. Wide open. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. That's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Matt Bracken is going to be joining us in the next segment. We're going to talk about what is likely to happen as this group gets to the border and meets the 5,000 to 6,000 troops that are there. Of course, it's been reported that that 5,200 troops are being sent. We had heard before there's going to be 800 troops. Some people take that to mean that there's going to be another 5,200 troops joining the 800, so that would make it 6,000. Some people say, well, the total number is going to be 5,200. I'm not really sure. I've seen it reported both ways. We'll know soon enough, and then we'll see what happens there. And I want to talk to Matt Bracken with his military experience as a former Navy SEAL and so forth, what he thinks is going to happen. We know it's going to be set up as a big photo op. They're going to have women and children up front, try to make the U.S. military, try to make President Trump look evil, racist. We've got Shepard Smith out there already calling us evil, racist. And we're going to get back to this in just a moment. I'll play you some of the clips of Obama talking about this, Homeland Secretary Kristen Nielsen talking about this as well. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Very broad sale, all of the InfoWars Life products, and very deep, 50% off and free shipping. Massive discount across all the InfoWars Life products. Things like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, the Ultimate Bone Broth, Silver Bullet, our All Natural Sleep Aid, Knockout, all of those, and everything else. 50% off with free shipping. Take advantage of it while it lasts, and we really do appreciate your support. It's very important to support us at this point in time. We're under, as you well know, we're under attack financially as well as by the internet censors. But let's get back to what's happening with the caravan. Shepard Smith, well, first of all, you know, what has President Trump said? President Trump made the point he's calling it an invasion. I'm glad to hear him say that. I'm glad to see him sending the military there. I never thought I would hear a U.S. general say that border security is national security. Good for him. Good for him. That's General Terrence O'Shaughnessy. He's the commander of U.S. Northern Command. And he said, we are going to secure the border. Good. I've been saying this for a very long time. I never thought I would hear anybody in the Pentagon say that. You know, we'll go to every other country. We'll secure every other border, but not our own, right? No, it is national security. Border security is national security. Great. I didn't even think I'd hear the Trump administration say this as of last year. I'm saying, what's going on? How can we pass these record military budgets? How can we house these people at military bases and pay for that out of the defense budget? But we can't pay for any defensive things at the border as we've got these people coming in a massive blue wave invading this country for this election, for later elections. And then you have Shepard Smith coming out and saying, oh, they're not going to get here for at least 2 months, if they come at all. And then he says, there is no invasion, says Shepard Smith at Fox News. There's no one is coming to get you. There is nothing at all to worry about. Well, here's what Secretary Nielsen says. Let's play video clip number 8.
On what legal basis could he do that?
The president has been saying and will continue to say, and certainly what I have been saying is this caravan is not getting in. There's a legal way to enter this country. Those who choose to enter illegally will be stopped. We are working with our partners in Mexico. They have taken unprecedented efforts within their territory to ensure an orderly flow and that those who have no legal right to be there are removed. We intend to do the same, but my general message to this caravan is do not come. You will not be allowed in. There is a right way to emigrate to the United States, and this is not it.
That's right. That's right. And maybe somebody needs to remind John Kasich that we have legal immigration and we have illegal immigration. He likes to muddy the water on that, just like all the globalists do. She also had this to say. She said, everything is on the table. Let's play video clip 10.
We're worried about those, making it very clear this caravan cannot come to the United States. They will not be allowed in. They will not be allowed to stay.
Who's going to stop them?
We will stop them. We will. Everything is on the table. Everything is on the table. I cannot stress that enough. So as we continue to plan with all of our interagency partners, we're continuing to work with the government of Mexico, who's been a great partner. We're continuing to work with the other countries to prepare to receive those of their citizens back. So-
and, you know, as they're talking to these people who are part of this caravan, they're being escorted by people with blue uniforms, same color as the UN. They've even got a logo on their back. That at first I saw it, is that the UN? I mean, the color was the same. They have that circle that you typically see, the globe laid out flat with the olive leaves around it. You know, from a distance, it looks like that. You get up closer, and what you realize is it's the group called Pueblo Sin Fronteras, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I don't speak Spanish, but translated, it takes a village without borders, right? that actually means village without borders. And it takes a village without borders in order to achieve the globalist plan of one world government. That's why the globalists are pushing this. That's why they have blue uniforms that look just like the UN. That's why they're getting funding from George Soros and his NGOs and the U.S. State Department as well. And then we have Barack Obama out there lecturing us about how these people need to be able to come and how we are being xenophobic and fearful, telling us the same things that Shepard Smith is saying. And then when they show up and they challenge the military, then they're going to be telling us that we're hateful and racist and xenophobic. Here's Barack Obama.
They're trying to convince everybody to be afraid of a bunch of impoverished, malnourished refugees 1,000 miles away. That's the thing that is the most important thing in this election. Not health care, whether or not folks are able to retire. Suddenly, it's this group of folks. We don't even know where they are. They're way down there.
Kind of fear mongering. It's this group of folks out there. Oh, they're just folks. Just folks. You know, forget about the felony convictions. Forget about MS-13 that's going to follow the harmless folks that are out there that just want to come in here and get rich off the welfare system. And they're looking for ways to do that for them, too. All them folks that just want to come here. Coming to America. Yeah, you've got people like Kamala Harris. You got people like Cory Booker, you know, come here. You drop your kid on American soil. Anchor baby. $50,000 by the time they're 18. That's his new program. Kamala Harris wants to step it up, too. That's the Democrats. This is the magnet pulling in the anchor babies. Money, money, money. Come to America. Get rich, right? But they're not dangerous, right? No, they're not dangerous at all. The second migrant caravan storms into Central America. This is Daily Mail. I mean, they typically call anybody concerned about borders xenophobic racists. But they said the second caravan made their way up through Central America. They had gasoline bombs made out of soft drink bottles. You know what we call that? We call that Molotov cocktails. Hundreds of migrants attempted to cross the river from Guatemala into Mexico. They were met by Mexican federal police who blocked them from entering the country. On Sunday, one 26-year-old from Honduras died of a head injury during the Sunday clash with authorities. I don't know if this is somebody who died of rubber bullets. Somebody did die with rubber bullets. They're not non-lethal. They are less lethal. Mexican Interior Secretary insisted that his country's forces were not responsible. Don't blame us. Blame the people who are invading our country, he said. Oh, but, you know, they're not dangerous. We just happen to have Molotov cocktails and rushing the border en masse. We'll talk to Matt Bracken right after the break. Stay with us.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly. This is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. InfoWars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about InfoWars, if you don't spread the word about NewsWars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting, so I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. Products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing, Vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. But it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price. But you are the folks that have stood with us. So it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Would you say this is a national emergency, and how would you rate it on par with military efforts in Syria and Iraq, where potentially you could have more troops on the border than in those operations?
I think the president has made it clear that border security is national security. That is the direction we've given. That's the direction that we're marching to. Our orders are very clear. We are engaged. We're here to support CBP, and we're going to secure the border.
But, sir, why not use the National Guard forces? And will the forces, the active duty troops on their way, will those soldiers be armed?
To be clear, we are using the National Guard forces, and that's under Operation Guardian Support, very effectively being employed as we speak right now. We're bringing additional capability with Title 10 forces under Faithful Patriot. We have the authority given to us by Secretary Mattis. The units that are normally assigned weapons, they are, in fact, deploying with weapons.
All right, there you go. The press can hardly believe that. And Babylon Bee, the satire site, says it all. Trump criticized for using U.S. military for the bizarre purpose of defending the nation's border. Critics are slamming him for the unprecedented, unheard of use of American troops to defend U.S. soil. They said no one is sure where Trump got this strange idea. Secretary Sanders said he must have read it in some old document somewhere or something. One soldier is quoted by the Babylon Bee as saying, I signed up to occupy Afghanistan, not defend this country. When I said I'd defend America's freedoms, I meant I'd defend them abroad, not defend them at home. And one MSNBC commentator called the move unheard of and unprecedented. Any president, they said, who directs U.S. military resources away from occupying other countries to defending this country is one step away from the tactics of Adolf Hitler. But that's basically where we are. And that's going to be the reaction of the press. They've got it right there in that satire site. I mean, news has become satire. Joining us now is Matt Bracken. I wanted Matt on to talk about what this is going to look like, what is likely to happen. We know why they're going to try to use these optics. We know how they're going to criticize President Trump for even sending troops to the border to protect this country. Matt Bracken, of course, is a former Navy SEAL, is an author. You can find him at his site, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. You can also find him on Twitter at MattBracken48. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
It's good to be here. It is amazing where a parody site is actually could be taken from MSNBC or CNN.
That's right. Well, really, CNN has become a parody site. They just don't realize it yet.
this really shows how pervasive the cultural Marxism has been at brainwashing most people into just accepting globalism, namely that first world countries do not have the right to keep the third world out. I mean, there's billions of people on the planet that would walk into America. If this crashing the border worked, it wouldn't be the last caravan. It would be the first. And
that's, you know, right.
people need to remember, in terms of invasions, it's right in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 4, that the United States, meaning the president, is supposed to defend the borders against invasion. And in history, most invasions don't look like Normandy or Iwo Jima. Most invasions that have succeeded look like the Visigoths, you know, demographically invading Roman territory until they just took over.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I've been saying that not only does the president have the right to defend the border, he has the duty to defend the border. And I said, you know, if they'd taken the same tactic, you know, what the Germans should have done instead of, when they were blocked by the English Channel, instead of the Battle of Britain, they should have just sent over the German troops one by one over a period of 10 or 20 years and then rigged the election to make Adolf Hitler a prime minister in the UK. And that's essentially the plan of the Democrats, that kind of gradualism, isn't it?
And just call them refugees. And
yeah,
it works.
Exactly.
I mean, the great totalitarianisms, communism, Islamism, and national socialism, they all will use any tactic, including their lying. Islamists call it taqiya. So they'll say, oh, this isn't an invasion. We're just coming for a better life. And they rely on our naivete and, frankly, our stupidity, I mean, to go along with this nonsense. And I see now that Trump is also taking another key step, which is ending birthright citizenship, which is nowhere in the Constitution.
Oh, good.
It's been a total
misreading. And he has to do that right away, because you've already got Cory Booker, who wants to run for president in 2020. Cory Booker has introduced a bill that would give poor kids up to $50,000 by the time they're 18. It'd be granted to them on an annual basis. And the only qualification is that they have to be born in America. That is going to be a giant magnet for anchor babies. It's going to swamp the welfare state in this country.
And I think that this is exactly why Trump was elected in 2016. People, you know, they go into Walmart and they see, wait a minute, who are all these non-English speaking people, you know, with five kids in tow using an EBT card? What the heck is going on? And people are figuring it out. This is population replacement.
That's right.
Bertrand Russell had a great quote about it. You know, if the elites can't get elected, they'll just import a new population, basically welfare dependent population, that will vote for them. So every illegal alien that comes in and eventually over time gets amnesty is stealing your vote, you know, the American vote. And we've had enough of it. And we finally have a president that believes it. And, you know, it's also important to step back and look at this from both sides of the border. You know, Mexico has quite a history with the United States military, and it hasn't usually worked out real well for them. In the beginning of the 20th century, the bandit, what's his name?
Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa, he raided a town in Texas, and the president sent Pershing on a punitive mission. I mean, they never caught, I don't think they caught Pancho Villa, but they went through town after town in northern Mexico. You know, when a hostile force waving a foreign flag is approaching your border, you don't have to wait till they, you know, put a foot on your border to take the first step. A hostile force, when it's miles out, you can start deploying tear gas, for example. And Mexico needs to be told this now. This is going to be your problem, Mexico. Deal with it in southern Mexico, because either way, you're going to have to be responsible for these refugees. And it'll be easier when they're close to Guatemala and Honduras rather than in North Texas, because there ain't no way in hell they're getting into Texas. And this really plays to a military strength. One thing that they can do is string barbed wire right off the back of trucks. A concertina comes in boxes, all compressed, and the truck just drives out, and soldiers pull out the concertina. You make three rows of it in a little pyramid. You can do that miles a day. So anywhere that the caravan, so-called caravan, you know, where's the camels? That's just pure newspeak caravan. It's a mobilized mob, you know, an invading force. But they can pull out that concertina wire in front of them. They're not going to rush the border. And then you announce over loudspeakers, which we have that can talk to people miles away, that if you cross this line, we're going to start tear gassing you, because we're not just going to allow our border to be rushed. If we don't set a precedent this time, there will be caravans. Not only will there be caravans forming, there will be ships, like in Raspail's novel Camp of the Saints. There will be ships loading all over the third world if they determine, hey, the USA has no will to stop us. You know, if you just put women and children in front, you can walk right past their soldiers and ask for your EBT card. Essentially, that's what happens. Yeah. You get a writ to appear that you throw away, and then you apply for welfare. So
that has always been the plan. You have the economists Cloward and Piven. They said we got to advertise the welfare state so we can get everybody on it, because then we can collapse the American economic system and build our socialist utopia. When that didn't work, that was their plan back in the 60s, 70s. When that didn't work in the mid 2000s, they said, we'll do it with foreign people. We'll invite foreign people to come in. That way we can collapse the welfare system. And you're absolutely right. They've got to stop this anchor baby thing. The other thing, the other part of this fight that is happening right now, Matt, is this fight to come after Wilbur Ross and the Commerce Secretary to say that it's some big conspiracy theory to put a question on the census to ask people if they're U.S. citizens. Well, we have the census so we can determine how many U.S. citizens we have so we can allocate political representation. And if you don't have that question, states like California and New York that are sanctuary states are going to get more representation than others. That's why this is a blue wave invasion. It's really about the voters. When we come back, we're going to be joined again by Matt Bracken. Stay with us. Be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
They now know that InfoWars has the spirit, the program, the code to relaunch it all. And that's why they treat us like we're death. To George Soros and to Hillary Clinton and to Barack Obama and to Lord Rothschild, I'm the Grim Reaper. Come to their door. I'm death, and they know it. I'm death of their system. Please don't forget that if you don't support this broadcast, we'll be shut down, and we make it easy with the very best products. And we've had a 50% off sale, free shipping, the biggest sale in our history, and it has got to end the next few days because we're selling out a lot of our best-selling products, and we are hurtling into the whole Christmas season, so it's a great time to take advantage of these super sales right now. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off on all the supplements, 35% off on the highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com right now. You support the broadcast, and that lets us stand against the enemy, which infuriates them. You know how scared they were of all those live videos of 90% of the Trump supporters being huge InfoWars supporters? It scared them to death. That's why they want to extinguish us, but you won't let them. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them are like little side accounts. They know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Matt Bracken. And, of course, you can find him at his website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. You can also find him on Twitter at MattBracken48. And Matt was talking about what is needed from a military perspective to secure the border. Matt, you know, as I'm looking at these reports, it looks as though it's going to be, I'm thinking it's 6,000 troops because they're saying 5,200 additional troops. And previously, Mattis had said 800. So I'm assuming that it's 6,000. But whether it's 5 or 6,000 troops, they're talking about how they're going to deploy helicopters. They're going to have night vision capability sensors to help the Border Patrol people determine where they are. They're also talking about concertina wire, which you had pointed out before. They're having a lot of problems on the Mexican border, however, and they've had clashes there with the police. I mean, is this just incompetence on their part? I mean, they've had battles back and forth. One person has died, I think, as rubber bullets or a head wound or something like that. But there's been some conflict there. It doesn't seem to have been effective. People are still getting in. What's your comment about what we've seen so far at the border with Guatemala and Mexico?
Well, this is really the camp of the saints problem. When politicians can't take a decision and show resolve, they just punt. They go on vacation, essentially. They leave it up to some poor schmuck police chief who's getting rushed at the bridge with babies and mommies in front. And the optics are so terrible that that police chief, he's not going to say, oh, sure, I'll go down in history as the commander of Kent State, and I'm going to authorize live fire. Not without the president directly giving him that order. The president of the country, he's out to lunch all the way down the chain of command, so that if something goes wrong, they can blame the poor schmuck police chief on the bridge. Otherwise, the police chief says, I'm not going to take that. So eventually, if they storm the barricades, they get over. There's a psychological term called necessary rudeness. And this is what Trump is showing now. If somebody breaks into your house and uses the refrigerator, crashes on your couch, changes the channel, and says, but you have to because I'm really poor, you've got to say, I'm sorry, buddy. you know, political correctness be damned, get the hell out of my house.
That's right.
That's called necessary rudeness. When
I remember during the campaign,
border,
you know, you mentioned that, and there was a guy who was a Cuban mayor in Florida, and he talked about it. He said, my wife and I were having this discussion. She couldn't believe I was supporting President Trump. And I said, honey, you know, what would we do if somebody, and the same example that's what made me think of it, you know, some guy comes in, crashes on the couch, and he won't leave in our house. He said, what would you do? You'd call the police. He goes, that's all President Trump is talking about doing is calling the police and telling them you can't stay here. And that's exactly right. You know, if we talk about, and we look at the Cubans who fled from socialism, they're very reliable GOP supporters. You don't see anybody saying, oh, let's bring the Venezuelans in. You know, they are economic refugees. Absolutely. They're fleeing into adjacent countries. They're not making this trek for the most part all the way in the United States, but they're fleeing into Brazil and so forth. But they're not talking about having all these people come in because they're socialist refugees, because those people probably come in. They probably had their fill of socialism. They'd probably be like the Cuban refugees who are reliable Republican voters, not supporting Nancy Pelosi's policies.
You know, the ones that are coming out of Honduras are instigated by their Marxist politicians. That's why they're still waving Honduran flags and now Mexican flags. This
right.
is a political show, a stunt. You know,
well, I talked about that yesterday. They probably get about, I forget what the metric was. I read it yesterday off the article. It's something like 1/6 of their economy in Honduras is dependent on money being sent back from the United States back to Honduras. That is a big part of their economy, sending these people. And that's why it really is an invasion, sending them to America to colonize America, take their welfare check or their job or whatever they got, send that money back to Honduras. That's a vital part of the Honduran economy.
Yeah, and this is a quandary, and you get towards a few third rails when you dig into it. People say, well, why don't you stay in Honduras and fight to make it a better country? But if you have a country where the average IQ is just so low that they have a hard time maintaining any kind of infrastructure, what do their poorest of the poor, the ones that can't even make it in Honduras, what do they really have to offer the USA except becoming a permanent welfare class? If you look at it in Middle East terms, everywhere that the Palestinians went after the State of Israel was established and the war in 48 happened, everywhere that they went, they've essentially become a permanent welfare class. This is why they don't want them in Kuwait or Saudi Arabia. Let the Germans take them, because they know these guys don't really have it together to contribute to a modern society. And we don't need any more, uneducated, illiterate, non-English speaking ditch diggers. We've got enough of our own. You know, when ditches need to be dug, that should be an American, making a living wage, not somebody who's coming in to undercut the living wage and then send most of the money back to Honduras. I mean, our country has the right to establish its own best interest and not to just, beat our breast and say that we'll just open our doors to the overwash of the entire world. If we did, it gets into the lifeboat ethics. If you're in a lifeboat and it's full and there's 500 more people, if you try to save them all, which is just let the entire world move to the USA, then it won't be the USA. Then who's going to send aid to these countries? Once we're, wrecked and turned into a third world country ourselves, it won't help the rest of the world if there's no more United States. I mean, we just become another Honduras or another, Pakistan.
But of course, that's the plan. That's what the globalists want to do. They want to level down America as well as Western Europe so they don't have any opposition. And Nancy Pelosi said, I just wish we could let them all come in. You know, I just want them all in America. And we just have this one community, just happens to have a border with it. But that border doesn't mean anything any more than the border between Texas and Oklahoma means anything. Right.
Yeah,
and
this
so
is,
this this organization, they call it Village Without Borders, Pueblo Sin Fronteras. That's
right.
A village without border. And that's what it takes, a village without borders to implement this globalist policy, doesn't it?
And this is really what Trump has put his finger directly on. Globalism versus nationalism. We're not saying we're against Honduras, but we're for America first, and let Hondurans be for Honduras first. They're still waving that flag in Mexico. And so what we're seeing is the culmination of the Calergi plan from outside, which is just to flood the first world countries with migrants to level everything out. And then from the inside, we're seeing the culmination of the Frankfurt School, the Gramscian long march through the institutions, which sort of acted to turn off our immune system, to turn off our defenses, like somebody inside the castle who opens the gate, you know, a traitor inside, turning off the defenses, making it so that the you know, Sweden or Germany is so guilt-ridden that they won't even stop an aggressive invasion by people who are destined to conquer them.
Yeah.
We need to
finally woke up when they started just burning their cities down one after the other right before the election, you know, and maybe people wake up now.
They haven't even woken up though, because even in the midst of this, you know, we've seen examples of people being so brainwashed that they'll commit mass suicide as a virtue signal. It's kind of like what happened in Jonestown. You have a combination of guards on the perimeter with guns making it hard to run away, the loudspeakers saying, "The white knight has come, come and get your Kool-Aid." People won't even rise up. They'll just drink the Kool-Aid and go along with the herd. So even today in Sweden and Germany and Britain, we're watching entire cities 100% Islamified, no more Brits. And yet even in that, the British people are too cowed and timid, beaten down by political correctness, to say we need to stand up for our own country. And Trump is the counterwave to that. Trump is saying, by God, we will stand up for our country, and political correctness be damned. I'm going to defend the borders.
Yeah, it really is, as you're pointing out, it's like Jonestown, or maybe One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know, medication time. Everybody come get your medication time, because we've all got to have an asylum. And that's basically what they want to do. They want to lock us all up in something like Arkham Asylum. These people are not looking for asylum. They could get asylum in any number of the countries that they go through. They don't even want to stay in Mexico. They're just coming straight here to America because they can get the most money here in America. And the Democrats are using that as a magnet to pull them in, aren't they?
But these people in the so-called caravan, I refuse to call them a caravan. Where are the camels if it's a caravan? It's an invasion force of migrants. You know, it's a camp of
the camel's got his nose under the tent. That's where the camel.
Right. They like to put a cute ribbon around the steaming pile of, you know what, you know, put it in a pretty box with a ribbon on it called a caravan. And that's part of always the left always using their terminology. And then we get suckered into following it. I call it a migrant invasion, Camp of the Saints style. But we're going to see it over the next few weeks. I don't think they'll be anywhere near the border before the midterms. I think this is part of the red wave.
And I think they're going to dissolve, you know, before they get close and come across individually, which is what we've seen in the past. There's more than a caravan that comes across the border all the time. Yeah, I think you're right about that camel thing. It's really more like Joe Camel, you know, the cartoon character they use to get kids hooked on tobacco.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Please tell your neighbors, your friends, your family, your community constantly. This is the censored show. They want to shut it down. Don't let them do it. Infowars.com/show. We're in your hands. If you don't spread the word about Infowars, if you don't spread the word about Newswars.com, if you don't get the great Patriot t-shirts with all the beautiful designs, if you don't get the water filtration and air filtration that's the best out there, very low prices, if you don't get the great supplements, we won't be here. It's up to you. And you've been responding. You've been supporting. So I want to thank you. But you're also getting really great products. products like X2, the last run of it, Secret 12, amazing vitamin B12, the highest quality, BrainForce Plus, now at 20% more. It's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping, but it's got to end by this weekend because so many of the great products are running low, like Knockout, the great sleep aid, like Ultimate Bone Broth Formula. Nobody can get it at that price, but you are the folks that have stood with us, so it's a 360 win-win at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please take action.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.